Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Darce.
Here we go. It's our big hit. Swims.
Sisters. Sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoota ba ba dee ba ha da woo da dee
da. Do the twins. A ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
In Albania, house no wood. No window, no glass. House are crunky. Houses are crunky. Crunky. You know come crunky?
No, I don't.
Crunky.
No, I don't.
It's simple. It's simple.
I don't think the producer knew. The producer said concrete. Did he mean concrete?
I think he meant concrete.
I don't know what he meant.
It's crunky.
It's crunky. I guess crunky, concrete. Florian, what crunky. Did you mean by that? Cranky.
He would not know. He's like,
no, Jesus Lord. I Jesus don't know. Lord. Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacy.
Who gives a shit? Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacy. Big moves and small bikinis.
Wow. So
big moves, small
big moves. I assume that Stacy and Florian, they're never gonna move to Miami, y'all. I think it's
maybe that they might move to Miami, but also big moves that they did their fashion show.
Like
they
oh,
did
gotcha. It.
Maybe. I don't know.
Doing it big.
Doing it big.
Y'all, if you don't know by now, we interviewed Darcy and Stacy.
We interviewed Darcy and Stacy.
That was the most low energy way of announcing that possible. It's like 2:30 in the AM here that we're doing this show.
Poodle's beat down because he's wanted to tell y'all about this interview.
I have no more excitement about it. I'm just like, well, fuck it.
He was, and I put the fear of God into him and took his alcohol.
And we had to tease it, and we had to like social media, like cock tease all of you. And I hate that shit. Let's just be honest.
I
hate it.
Love it.
I loved it.
I
just
it.
Wanted to tell you what had happened, and then we would drop it.
But you're such a tease, or maybe you were a tease in your 20s in relationships.
It's different sexually for me.
Wow, okay.
Because then I'm calling the tune.
Look, you said it, ooh. And just you said it with such frankness, it
down,
made my stomach
down,
hurt.
Down. Hey, Sailor.
Hi, Sailor.
We dropped the, this is, I don't know what day it is when we're releasing this, but
this is our Tuesday night we're releasing this show late. Well, actually we're going to release it early Wednesday morning.
You can find it on our free feed, and you can, if you want to see the video of us, of course, y'all, they came with full faces on.
We expected y'all. We expected just audio. We told them
we expected a Nokia flip phone cell phone call with bad reception.
And I'll be honest, y'all. The video screen comes up, and there is Stacey sitting
and
there.
Florian. I left my body for a little bit.
I did too, because y'all, Florian stared at us the way he stared at this bikini. Didn't he? He stared at us
the way a dog who hadn't eaten in 3 weeks looked at a steak.
Yeah.
just empty.
Empty and just like, but you're not supposed to be here. This doesn't make sense.
And at one point I was like, Florian's here. And Florian's like, hello. And then Darcy's like, oh, you're in my spot. Move. Yeah, move. Spot. Oh my God.
But he did say, because I saw Florian and I went, oh my God, I saw Florian and I got nervous. And Florian immediately went, why? No. He literally started shaming me for feeling nervous.
He looked good.
He looked really good.
I will say they looked great in this interview. They were full on. Stacey looked a little more down to earth. She had full on like crazy earrings on, of course. Darcy looked like she was on a QVC special. She had so much HD makeup on.
She was ready. They were ready. So they ended up doing the video. It's on our Patreon at the $15 tier. That's because Supercast, y'all, doesn't get video. So
we could only do it at the $50 level.
Just trying to be fair. So that's where you can see the whole video. If not, the audio feed is on the free feed. It was Poodle. What was your, I don't tell everything, but what was your favorite thing that they talked about?
Oh God. I think it was when,
oh Jesus.
Sorry. Sorry. I'm still coughing a little bit, but they were telling us about an event they were going to because they're like, so we're doing this event later for like Elena Cardone. And like, we're like, yeah, we don't know who that is, but sure.
I heard it. Maybe Cardone sounded
and they're like, and you know what? We just found out that like authenticity vibrates higher than love, which makes so much sense. And I was like, what? And Matt was like, I hear that. And it was just one of those moments where at one moment I had a moment where I said, like, that is some bullshit. Where that is some Instagram bullshit. And they didn't even realize it. No one realized what was said. And I was like, okay, we're just going to move on.
It was great.
What was your favorite?
Elena Cardone, and I still don't know shit.
No.
My favorite was, this is a tease, but it was my favorite part, y'all. It was that Darcy dropped some tea about her opinions of the single life. That's all I'm going to say about that.
About Jesse.
My favorite was, it was surreal though. I didn't mean to, y'all, but I'm here in Oklahoma and that's where I did this interview. And my Darcy wig was just sitting here. And in the video,
You put it on.
I put on the fucking Darcy wig, and that was a full circle moment.
Yeah.
To see her see it, and then her applaud, and then comment on my wig.
And then we went, and they went, doubles in the club, and they sang it to us, and where am I?
And yes, I'm going to say this, and then we're going to talk about the show. Y'all, they were fucking lovely.
They were so lovely. They were so nice.
So nice. Our friend Kate Casey, she has an interview with them. She said that we just talked to Kate Casey. I think that's up by now, but we just talked about Love
is
Blind.
She just put it up.
Yep. We just talked about Love is Blind.
God, we are everywhere this week.
And
I am tired.
Me too. Kate said the same thing as well. It's just, they're just so nice. And I have to say that for people that could have two really big egos and be really think they really weren't, because
they're total sweethearts. They're not gonna give you they kept wanting to go on longer, and their PR person said, sorry, we have a hard out for blah, blah, blah. So I was trying to wrap up.
But they kept talking because they – and we go
– about all kinds of fucking Instagram memes.
we've done interviews with people with on who are way less on the ABCs of celebrity, way less than Darcy and Stacey, who were way bigger dicks.
Yeah. And I want to say, y'all, don't worry. We did hear things like manifested and eyes on the prize. That's all in there. They do not disappoint.
You know what? We didn't talk about Georgie's dick because you said I wanted to ask about it a little.
I said appropriately, we're not going to ask that.
And he was right. But now after seeing this episode, I wanted to ask.
She wouldn't even say it.
She wouldn't. Yeah. So anyway, y'all,
this episode should have been called Georgie's Snake.
Yes, it should have been called Sneaky Snake.
It ain't sneaky though. You can see it coming.
Woo!
A Dick Riviera.
My voice is a little tired.
Listen to mine.
I know that. Ooh. I was talking about yours, not mine.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I think that's it. Go see us live in Los Angeles, February 27th at the Regent Theater. Go to our Linktree link and we'll be in. Don't forget about my birthday show in Seattle and Portland.
It's not your
in March.
Birthday show. It just happens to be. And y'all, for our LA show with special guests. It's our first live show with special guests with Kimberly and Katie from A Date with Dateline podcast.
Yes.
We're very excited.
We should also say, because we're not doing 90 Day this week.
It's a fucking announcement.
Well, no, but we have another crossover that's airing.
Oh, yeah.
This week. Yes.
Surviving Sister Wives. We should say that. Oh, my God.
We're finally talking about fucking Sister Wives.
Oh,
even though,
okay.
Even though
I'm a fucking convert, y'all.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mary, God. Janelle. Christine and Robin. The less said about Robin, the better.
I know.
Threw out lots of conspiracy theories on this crossover, which I found out weren't as far out as people thought they were.
It wasn't. We watched Corey and Carly host that show.
Surviving Sister Wives.
They're a real life monogamous couple that talk about this
show. We don't know they're monogamous.
No, they say on their thing. They say
you're
on
right.
Their,
you're right.
Yeah, she said on their intro, monogamous. Yeah.
I wanted to give both of them an out.
Corey is not going to fuck you.
I haven't seen him. I didn't see his
I know,
picture.
But his voice is sexy, and I know you want to do something with him.
He could gladly join Poodle's playpen.
Anyway, and they talk about this show. They're very funny.
We had a great time.
We had a great, great time. I'm not going to cover that show because it makes me sick to my stomach.
I'm going to watch it in secret.
But it's good. It's good.
And talk about how I want Mary to find another lady friend and move to a golf course and make turquoise jewelry.
I want that for her as well.
And just stop wearing makeup altogether, because what she's doing is just a blemish on humanity.
I agree, and I think she would do very well in Santa Fe.
Taos.
All right, we need to move on, y'all. So that's all the announcements for the week.
That's on our Patreon,
Thursday.
It's going to be on our free feed. Half of it's going to be on our free feed, and the other half is going to be on Surviving Sister Wives free feed. But if you're on Patreon, you can get the whole episode.
Yeah, sorry. I thought you were done.
Thank you for speaking for me. I appreciate it. Thank you for stealing my voice like Ursula.
We said that at the same time.
Same time.
All right. Did you see Cher started following us on Instagram?
No, she did not.
She did. I followed her because she posted something with her brother. Her brother is so hot.
What?
From Smothered? No, not Cher. Not Cher.
Oh, I was thinking Cher or Cher.
No, I mean, Cher.
Oh, I don't give it. No, her brother Grant is gorgeous. He was on The Bachelorette.
Oh, God. Anyway, I just want to tell
fuck Cher. I don't give a shit if Cher from Smothered followed us.
Oh, I like her and her mom. I want to meet her.
Yeah. I would
we were trying to do an interview with them, but it never worked out.
It is. We'll do it when this show comes out. All right. Again, y'all, sorry Poodle's coughing. He's doing his best. He's on an antibiotic. Sorry for the cough drop. You're just going to have to deal with it. Because
we're doing I'm doing my best. I've had a major health issues since New York. Thanks a lot, bum. Polar cyclone or whatever
he's been tested
was.
A million times, so but he's just got it sick. So okay, let's talk about Darcy and Stacey. 13 minutes for an introduction, that's not too bad, right Poots?
It's terrible.
All right,
it's terrible.
Okay, y'all, so they're meeting the team. Cherry and Conrad are here.
Team LA
question, do we all want to be Conrad a little bit?
Kind of. I don't want to be Sherry. I think they call it that says Sherry because y'all, the twins give her 1,000 things and she has to reconcile what she needs.
Sherry is tired. Sherry is doing so much right now. That's
so
why
they're
she's
trying
wearing a
shirt
to, it's clean.
Exactly. They're trying to give the, because of course, Georgie and Florian are going to be models because not that they have to, but because of the show, they have to. Get
because
me?
Of the show, they have to, yeah.
Get me? Yeah. So, y'all, they're trying, they're like, and Conrad's like, we only have, like, model size mediums. And so I didn't bring this because I didn't know how big you were. Have you never looked at Instagram, Conrad? I feel like this was completely fabricated.
I kind of felt like it was too, and I'm here for it. I feel like I have a theory. But, well, I'll just tell you my theory now. Georgie is using this moment to just build up his OnlyFans.
Possibly.
Because, tell me.
He hasn't shown pain yet, so who gives a fuck?
No.
So I like it when he's trying to try it on, and they ask in the middle, like, can we alter it? Can we alter it? And I'm like, yeah, it's a swimsuit. You can alter it. Good luck.
You can't alter this at all. No.
They know nothing. They know nothing about their own products.
They know nothing.
So they...
Okay, Georgie has still not sewn penis from his OnlyFans, I've heard. As I put my phone down.
But Darcy's like, she's trying to get in. She's like, come on, suck and tuck. Suck and tuck.
Suck and tuck. Suck and tuck. And then...
Georgie says, my waist is medium.
You know what? Let's just jump into it now. It's time. I'm going to do it before we lose our voices.
Before I lose my voice, yeah.
Y'all, let's do... All right, we're not going to sing the song because we're remote, but go. But it's time for a Darcy and Stacey reality games theater. Bum, 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 bum.
What's that?
That's the theme song to Darcy and Stacey.
Do it again?
Bum, 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 bum. I don't think that's right.
Okay. Whatever you say. It's not really a melody. It's something like that, yeah. It's completely unremarkable.
It is
license free that they found on Pond 5.
I'm surprised it doesn't go bum bum.
Okay, this is such an inside joke, but Pond 5 is where you buy like royalty free music for like a couple $100 or like $50.
And you can download it for free, but it'll say Pond 5. And I can't tell you how many
Pond
times
5.
Jake and I downloaded music when we first started, and we would just cut around the Pond 5.
Pond 5.
Pond 5. All right. Okay. And I'll be playing the role of Darcy. Poodle's going to be Georgie. So, and action.
I cannot fit that.
What? Why can't you fit? No, I need your model.
My
can't you fit
is,
a medium?
My waist is medium.
No, it's not.
But down there is larger what? Size.
Down where? Why are you moving your hands? What? I don't get it.
This is, it. You know what I'm talking about. My larger down size.
Down what? What size is it?
Balkan Peninsula.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. You know, you have had it in you have had it in hot little hand.
Okay, well. Okay, wasn't a medium for then. More like large.
Yeah, large. I have I have, I don't want my snake coming out.
No, the snake
should not come out. I was throwing javelin in field event. And all of a sudden, guy's snake, and it was out, and it popped out. Like, you know, have in this country, do they have those, you know, those metal can of mixed nut? And all of a sudden, you open it, and a snake jump out?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have those here?
It scares me. Oh, it scares me. Oh, ah! That scares me when it happens.
That's what happened with that guy, and his snake fell out.
But you get, it's a nice cut. It's a nice fit. You're packing. Why don't you wear it? It'll be a number one bestseller. Bestseller. Bestseller.
My snake is big. It cannot come out.
We're not going to be jumping with that snake, honey.
And see. Y'all,
Darcy's eyes tell us everything we need to know.
When she said, I think I Instagrammed it, her face when she went, okay, Will. Okay. Like when he's saying it and she just kind of went, okay, she's, you know, in your head, she's thinking, my daughters watch this.
Yes, it is. She doesn't want to go blue, but y'all, you saw the moment where she went, oh yeah, his penis is big. That's going to be a problem.
That's going to be real big.
Because y'all, I guarantee you, you can't see me on video. His penis I've said before, it's not a pretty penis. It like fits in two of my hands.
It won't fit in one.
It is like you to do something with that penis, you have to two-hand it. And
it really felt validating because, you know,
we've said it's huge.
People say sometimes on our show, you'll leave a review or you'll say, they talk too much about sex. They talk about too much about sexual conquests. Well, you know what? Yes, that, and we manifested this.
We manifested this discussion.
We manifested Georgie's dick discussion, and you're welcome. It was good TV.
I don't want to slut shame anybody. Don't slut shame me. I'm not here to slut shame anybody.
I wouldn't do that to you, you whore.
You know what? I'm going to slut shame. You know who I'm going to shame? The people who are shaming me for talking about dicks.
Thank you.
You need to be sluttier. That's what I'm going to slam shame you for.
You need to be sluttier.
I'm sorry. If you got a problem with me talking about sex, turn the channel.
Turn the mirror.
Ooh, on yourself.
Turn the mirror. You're in the mirror. Yeah. So anyway, y'all, this was kind of like, y'all, I knew this was true. We knew this was true.
Oh, yeah, he's resident of the Dick Riviera.
Wasn't it a little bit like, it was just like, it was like validation. Like when you saw Oliver Stone's JFK, you're like, I knew one person couldn't do that. Like it just made you feel like, I don't know.
I knew it couldn't be a regular dick.
I knew it couldn't be a regular dick.
I think that's the first Oliver Stone JFK reference on our podcast. Most people are going, I never saw that movie.
That movie was very influential on me.
I don't think I've ever seen that film.
Oh.
Also, why did you see it? How did you get out of your Kimmy Schmidt bunker in time to see JFK?
Because we did the JFK mock trial when I was a kid.
Oh,
I was
very, and also that was the only reason.
We went to Dallas and saw the grassy knoll already. So I was really interested in that history. And I love Jackie O because my mom had glasses like her. And I love Jackie O. And
Florian does not like his little flamingo thing either. And
which
like,
I thought was really cute.
I swear to God, I never will in Albania.
And Sexy's like, you don't wear that in Europe? You don't wear it in Europe,
no,
Florian?
What you talking about?
And so this is what I'm saying. And Stacey said this. They're fucking models.
I know. It is kind of weird how they were both prima donnas about it.
Models don't give a rat's ass. They just, if they're being, well, maybe because they're not being paid. Yeah. If you're being paid, that's it. If you're being paid, you'll wear whatever they fucking put on you.
Also, y'all, this is for Audacity because they had plenty of other models there and it would not have been a problem for any of those male models to wear a second look. It would have been no problem. This is all sound and fury, signifying nothing. So just enjoy it. Don't think too hard about it.
Because I loved it.
Yeah, it was. I'm saying they raised the stakes so high, but I was like, they would just get other models. They have tons of male models there.
Tons of male
Same
models.
Thing as the girls said, I'm not going to walk. Darcy was like, fine, there's 1,000 other girls here.
Yeah, fine, let's go. There you go. So y'all, this fashion show is about to start, and they are like, Stacey's like, she's like, this is our collection. Darcy's like, this is a big deal. This is a big deal.
Run my show. Make it happen.
Yeah, and so they're like, yes. And then at one point, y'all, it's the day of the show, y'all. And somebody said the runway was slippery, and I went, is someone going to fall? Is somebody in your house? Did somebody get out of their closet? Did someone get out of their closet? What was that noise?
The tie man I have tied up, maybe moving back.
Oh, boy. Oof. Oh, boy. Oof. So... Wow. So,
sorry.
Wow. All right. I hope I don't see somebody come out from the back and just kill you.
I don't speak Thai. I just shouted gibberish. So, we'll see.
So, Darcy says, I love, she's like, they're doing it. And Darcy does her hands and she's like, it's a damn show.
Making it work. Like she's dog paddling like a golden retriever.
You gotta keep moving forward. Just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And so they end up getting them something that is that's where they get Georgie. What do we think of Georgie's outfit?
Do you remember the Jim Carrey character Vera DeMilo on In Living Color? It's very offensively anti-trans today.
It is very offensive.
She talk like this. And with like a mesh, long hair, and that's what it looked like. It was just like that, y'all, that mesh, it looked like international male versus crossed with West Hollywood.
You know what? You're right. You're very right. You're not wrong in this. You're not wrong at
like
all.
He would go, he would neigh like a horse at the end.
Can't do this character.
Terrible
now at
character.
All.
But, terrible. That's, didn't age but well. That's what it felt like. And they had him in that mesh and those black shorts, and he tromped through in those sneakers, like, as Florian said, he looked like Bigfoot.
It looked like big. Yeah.
There's no way Georgie has modeled before.
No. I mean, there's pictures of him modeling, but I don't know why he could walk like that. That was horrible.
Either it was the shoes or he was trying to say something about how he was walking. I don't know.
He clumped
around like he was wearing moon boots. It was bad. It was very, very bad.
My favorite part of this whole episode was when Stacey grabbed Darcy's hand. And she raised her hand in the air.
Oh my God, I love this.
And she says,
we manifested it.
And she just says, empowered.
State our power.
Headed to the top. Feel it. Feel it.
And they did say, feel it. Feel it. Headed to the top.
But so here's the deal. This is what.
This is all, y'all, this is all done completely. This was all done not for the cameras. I am convinced this was real.
This is what kind of hit me with that. When she did that, I laughed and then I kind of got emotional.
Yeah.
Because it's, y'all, you have to, I don't know. A lot of people say like, oh, I don't like Darcy and Stacey. I think they're fake. I think they're fraudy.
No, that's them.
It's them. And I, whether you disagree with their means or not, but like, I kind of went, wow, I have mad respect. And it was moving seeing two people who are like, I know it's a lot of, we call them the meme queens, but the fact that they, the reason why y'all, we make fun of a lot of people that talk about memes is because honestly, they don't believe what they're memeing.
Oh, Darcy and Stacey do.
They believe it. It was just moving to see, I have to say.
I want to just say one more thing. They may be dealing with the actual volume of hair that they were both wearing.
Okay, we got to talk about looks. We got to talk about looks.
Do you think Stacey kind of looked like Mary from Smothered, from Mary and Brittany?
She would, because she had so much hair.
A little bit.
Y'all, this was more than, I think this was wigs. It had to be wigs.
Yeah.
Like these were 2 to 3 wigs of hair on these twins.
Isn't it? I'm trying to look.
And y'all, the makeup, the day makeup was, I haven't seen this since like USA versus the World on Drag Race.
Oh, I haven't seen that. Was it on Star Trek or was it on, I'm trying to look. What was it like? There's some sci-fi show where they were fighting some type of aliens or something that were all like cobra snakes. They just had, it was just like this curvature because that's what their hair looked like. It was such this volume.
I do not know.
Around their shoulders.
It was so much volume.
It was so much volume. I, again, kind of jealous of it. I kind of want to see you wear that wig.
What? Oh God, I would give anything for that wig.
And their face and their, I love their outfits.
No, they looked great. They looked, did you notice that Mike came in? He's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And then he like, y'all, he just was a complete douche. And then like, was such an asshole. He made fun of Flory or Georgie. And he's like, dude's wearing a dress. And I'm like, you need to fucking leave this show.
You need to fucking leave this show, you piece of shit. So let's talk about the fashion.
Garbage. Okay, yes. Yeah, let's just weigh on the fashions. What's your thoughts?
Okay. So Georgie, Georgie had a terrible walk. For them, though, to be like that mesh thing, it did look like he was wearing like a woman, it just didn't fit him well. But I understand what they were trying to do.
I was talking about the whole collection.
But like, I feel like Georgie's an anomaly. So I just kind of want to put him out of the side.
Definitely.
But on the whole collection, like, first of all, Darcy's daughters, Aniko and Osmond,
they look gorgeous.
Fucking gorgeous. I thought Miami was the perfect place to have this fashion show.
It felt very Miami to me. All the line felt very coastal, beachy.
I actually thought the bikini that had the fringe on it was actually cute.
It, you know what it felt like to me? It felt a little Jersey Shore / Miami. That's their aesthetic.
That's their aesthetic.
And I also said, but available at Kohl's.
They would love that. I would love it.
They would lose their minds if they were available at Kohl's.
Also, I kind of love, I on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it like a good 7. I liked it more than I thought it would. I'm kind of into this whole, I think it's coming back period, but y'all come at me.
I'm like a 5 or 6 on it. Yeah.
I am ready for women's shoulder pads to come back.
Do we see shoulder pads?
Yes. They have these kind of shoulder silhouettes on some of the dresses.
Oh, like, yeah. You're right.
It's very much, and I love that. But I think shoulder pads are coming back, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm not a fashion person.
The other thing you need to know is right when they're going to walk down, the twins walk down, of course, to do it big.
But again, this is not what you do at a fashion show, y'all.
You don't sing your own song.
No. At a fashion show, the clothes are supposed to speak for themselves. The designer, it's the Silvas, though. They totally made it about them. And
I loved
them.
It.
That's them.
Y'all, did you hear Stacey said, raising the vibration? We're raising the vibration. That's a new, it's a new catchphrase, y'all.
We coined a new
Silva slogan.
Silva slogan. I love it.
Raise the vibration.
Anyway, it was.
And y'all, of course, they're singing to their fucking single. So I think we should take a break and then we'll talk about the next day.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope.
Come on, it's just the water.
I don't want to do it.
It's fine.
No, I don't want to do it.
Stacey had a dream. Stacey had a dream when we were younger that like a snake, a shark was going to get it. And our father saved us. And so I think it's maybe an omen.
I'm telling you, if Emmys could be given or nominated for reality show commitment, Darcy should get one for fucking jumping in that water.
Well, I will say, all of that was honest. You can't fake that.
That was fucking honest. And the fact that she did it. Anyway, we're going to get to that. My favorite part, maybe I'm just a little in love with them more after that interview because they were so sweet to us. But so I'm sorry if it's clouding my judgment. But so y'all, they're waking up, they're packing up to leave, but we found out Georgie wants to stay for a little bit.
He's extending the vacation
before Stacey and Florian leave. And I love that Florian's cooking eggs and Stacey's like, oh, my man's cooking eggs.
Florian's the chef now. Chef Florian.
And Florian's like, oh, that's what he talked about. And that's what he talked about being clunky. And I love that Darcy walks in and she goes, ugh, I smell eggs. Smell eggs. I don't know why, but I just love it.
Well, she's so bothered by everything that.
Yeah, she is bothered by everything. So we're going to talk about Georgine. But before that, Stacey says to Florian, she's like, you know, before we head to the airport, I want to go look at this apartment in Miami. And that's where Stacey says,
why are you looking at the apartment?
And y'all, she says, well, because I want to move to Miami. That's what I want to do. I want to move to Miami. And Florian says,
this is out of nowhere.
Yeah. Florian's like, no, we're not doing that. And then she says at one point, she says, well, I would love to move to Miami for our wedding.
And he goes,
I swear to God. I am swear to God. What are you talking about? Poor wedding. I am square to God. Swear. Jesus, Mary Lord.
You're joking.
You're joking. Now, I think he's such a good sport and for this. And he does say, and Stacey says, I've manifested things through my vision board. So I think it's better. We're going to move to Miami. And he's like, this is too fast for me. This and she's fast. Like, all right. So she's like, so I think we should have our dream wedding at the end of the summer. And he's like, what?
Oh, yeah. He has this total react. I think that's real where he goes, no, doesn't get that at all.
But it's at all. He's just like, he's like, basically he might have a job opportunity in Connecticut. So they see this apartment, you guys. It is enormous. And when they said it was $5,000 a month, I was like, that's actually not bad for that place.
Y'all, an apartment like
that in Los Angeles.
I know. That would be, I think, a $9,000 apartment here.
Oh, at minimum. Yeah. It may not be in a nice part of town.
Have you fucked someone in an apartment like that?
Maybe. I went to an open house, though.
I could be... Wow. I was about to say I could be on a private jet flying back and forth, but you just told
me... Let's just say I've gotten an offer.
You fucked a realtor at an open house. Wow.
You know what? They clean those bathrooms really well.
Oh, my God. I just realized... I fucked a realtor at an open house.
It's easy pickings.
Oh, because
there's so many bedrooms.
It was like he texted me on his Grindr. It's like, hey, I'm showing a house near you. Just come by. Yeah.
It's so easy.
Wow. Y'all, tell us if you fuck somebody at an open house. Good for you.
My legs were open.
Yes. Let us know if you went into escrow. Or just Esco. All right. Okay. That's kind of all it for Stacy and Florian, right? That's all we got from them. Okay,
we're going snorkeling.
Snorkeling. And so Aspen is like, Georgie is doing everything I want to do. I'm for this. And Aniko says, yeah, I'd rather shop. Y'all, Aniko is Darcy. She really is her mom.
And basically, George is like, she does not want to go in the water. She may lose an eyelash, but I will fight a shark who I will save. I will save her eyelashes. And if then he goes, shark swim up, I will fight a shark.
Can't you see a shark with eyelashes? Blink, blink. That was kind of cute.
I like Georgie. Y'all, she's not happy about going snorkeling.
The depth of the water. You don't know what animals are down there.
Animals and stuff down there. Because that's your problem with the ocean. That is your problem with the ocean. You get nervous about the ocean.
I know I should love it. I'm a Pisces, but I fear it.
I love the depth. I could like just sink and it goes forever. I love that idea. I could just get lost in it.
It's dark. There's things below. They could just come up and get me. Don't like it. So, Darcy, I'm with you.
Get me, sea creatures. Take me to your underground lair. I'm all for it.
Yeah, or just kill you.
Take me and ravish me.
Wow. You know what?
Merman, come fuck me.
I was just about to say, someone's watched merman porn, haven't you? Wow. I knew you had. Mermans are kind of hot.
They are.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I just think that the ocean has some kind of romance to me. Like it has its own like currents and it's uncontrolled and it's just going to take you wherever it wants to.
Terrifying.
Oh, I think it's just.
I get it. I can see the romantic, but it's. I mean, you know what it is?
I don't think you were, as a child.
I grew up in a landlocked state.
Yeah. I think the fear has not been assuaged of it.
Whereas like we're getting a thunderstorm tomorrow night and I'm so excited. It's supposed to be a really big one and maybe tornadoes. And I'm so looking forward to it.
Yay. Let's have the tornadoes destroy places.
Which is terrifying to people, but I'm just so used to it. So anyway, we got a cellar. All right. Okay, so they're going to snorkel, and that's where Darcy says, we had a dream, we were being chased by the shark when we were younger. And then she says, maybe that's a warning sign or an omen, or I shouldn't go too deep. And you see her literally going, should I be in a relationship with Georgie?
Spiraling.
It's not even about the ocean anymore, y'all. It's like, wait, am I too deep into Georgie? Does he love me? Do I stay? Do I swim out? Do I find love? Do I just stay on the shore? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's what happened.
And then basically, they're trying to tell her, they're like, can I put this on because I've been in a nose job? Is it okay?
And she puts just on the mask. She's like, I got a panic attack. Panic attack.
And she's then, so fearful.
It was real. You're right. This shit was scary to her. And y'all, Aniko and Aspen fucking troll her.
Yeah.
Because they get in the water and she's about to jump
her
in and they go,
we're drowning.
And Darcy then, you
don't say that.
This is real.
Don't say that. You're going to pay for that later.
She's like, don't
Take
say
it
that.
Back.
And they go, no, mom, seriously, help me. She goes, I ain't going on this. I don't have
And she kind of lurches into the water in this kind of and starts immediately gasping for air.
The hell? That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
She can barely swim.
She can barely swim.
I know. I'm like dying. My voice is dying.
I know. I'm coughing too from darts.
And she goes, I'm freaking out. I'm feeling the fish. I'm feeling the fish.
I'm feeling the fish. No, that's just the water. Anyway, she gets back on the-
I can see you saying I'm feeling the fish in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
That's my cousin one time said, oh, my God, a fish just touched my leg. I'm like, it's the ocean, honey. That's normal.
Yeah.
Did you grow up around like lakes when you had fish like swim around your legs, like brim and catfish? They would just like swim near you.
I've never heard of the word brim. I don't even know that was
brim,
a fish.
It's spelled B-R-E-A-M, like bream, but brim is the
My mother, my mother didn't like, people went out to Lake Murray and she always, my mom said that she saw turds floating in Lake Murray. Although Aunt Darla.
You're so acidified.
Aunt Darla, she hurt her leg and because she twisted her ankle and then she fell and just busted her skin and she has 12 stitches in her leg. And she said, if anything else happens, I'm just going to go out to Lake Murray and jump off Tucker Tower. Because that happens every once in a while. Because it's
Tucker Tower.
Yeah, there's a tower out at Lake Murray. It's pretty tall. And there's been some suicides there. Southern stories, y'all.
Great.
Anyway.
So, y'all, she does get back in, and we use this time, very unfortunately, to pry about Georgie's finances. And even though she's been told that not to micromanage, she can't help herself.
Well, she can't, and she's like, she asked him, she's like, you know, how did you pay for all this? And basically, he's like, I put it on my credit card. And she's like, well, I can help pay. Georgie's like, no, it's fine. I got it. And he's like, it's about creating memories. And she says, I know. I love that. And he's like, don't worry. He's like, oh, when I start working, I'll pay off my credit. And y'all, here's a little bit where my heart sank because, I mean, maybe it's different because they're on a reality show, but this is like... And Poodle's going to be able to back me up on this because this, oddly enough, happens to Jake more than me. It's like when you go to a party in LA and like someone you meet, let's say someone who's an actor and you know they're an actor and you're like, so, hey, what's been going on? And you're like, oh, I've been acting, but, you know, I really have gotten into physical fitness and I'm thinking of becoming, you know, I want to be a personal trainer to the stars and my name's Barry. So I thought I'd name the gym Barry's. And you're like,
yeah,
you know, there's a Barry's boot camp. And they're like, yeah, but it's going to be called Barry's gym. It's totally different.
Y'all, LA is the land of dreams. It's a city of dreams,
which I love.
And everyone's got something. And my job is to talk you out of those stupid, stupid dreams at these parties.
But so there's that. They're either dumb dreams or they're people that like, it's like people come up to us and they say, oh my God, your podcaster.
Yeah. The most important part of a dream is the follow through, y'all.
It's a And they're like, oh, I want to start a podcast. And they tell us the idea. And we go, oh,
that's a great idea.
And they're like, so I just need to start podcasting. And then like, then you get to go on tours and you get sponsors. And I said, well, no. And Jake, it took a bit. And Jake says, yeah, we did it for 5 years for free. And
then they go, 5 years for free.
And they go, huh? And what? And it's just, Georgie is talking about this rose thing. And I'm like, do y'all know how much fucking work this is?
Do you know if you're stuck at that
for
party
free.
talking to that entrepreneurial person who's like,
yeah,
I'm like an entrepreneur. I've got this going on. And it all sounds like an MLM.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to say, I do anyway.
Sounds like an MLM to me.
I'm that shitty person.
But, no.
but the thing about it is she's trying to have it both ways. She's trying to micromanage his finances, but also let him do things as well, where it should just be where they do things. She tells him to, I only want either I help you halfway. And she doesn't judge that. The problem is she does judge a lot of what he wants to do with his money, and she wants what she judges what she wants to do with her money.
Yes. So, and two, she's not honest with him to say that. I think Darcy is so scared of people not supporting her dreams.
Yeah.
That she's worried if she says to Georgie, hey, I love that. I want to support you. What, that's going to take money. What day job do you plan on doing to help support yourself and build money to right. put into your business before and that happens?
She also doesn't realize that every time she asks him about what and asks kind of for more details, that it sounds like she's undermining him and she doesn't believe him. Yes. And she doesn't have that clarity and she doesn't know how to ask for details in a way that doesn't sound like it's she's shaming him out of money because he's such a proud person. And she hasn't figured that out yet. And anyway, the next scene,
she better figure it out because guess what's coming, y'all?
Y'all, he's got
strawberry cheese and a ring.
Y'all, a huge fucking ring.
Oh, yeah.
Santa baby, don't you mention one little thing, a ring.
Remember that from A Little Thing Called Murder? When Judy Davis was doing a Santa baby dance?
Oh, that was great. Okay, real quick.
You barely remember it.
No, I do remember that. Oh. I love that movie.
You just minimized me like Darcy did to Georgie.
No, I'm sorry. sorry. I can't start thinking about A Little Thing Called Murder or I'll just go into that space because that movie's so good.
So good.
So good. What? So, but sorry, I did have a nerd question. Where do we go from here? Because this is episode 6 and next episode felt like a trailer to a finale.
It did.
And y'all, because
I think there are at least 9 episodes, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's no... And so, but y'all, Daddy Silva is putting the lockdown.
I don't think she's going to say yes.
But we don't know to what. Oh, Darcy's going to say yes to Georgie.
I don't think she's going to say yes.
I, you know what? I kind of think she's not. I don't think she is.
Stand in your power!
Is this going to be the end of Darcy and Georgie, y'all? Is the rest of the season about Darcy finding her way back after saying no to Georgie and being on her own?
No. It's going to be yes and.
Maybe. All right, y'all, that's the show. Be sure to listen to our 24-minute interview with Darcy and Stacey.
Don't we need to record intros and outros to that?
Well, I'm glad you talked about it now. Anyway, y'all, so we're going to go to bed at 3 a.m. tonight. Anyway, y'all, be sure to check out that interview. We're very excited about it. It just was what a blessing. What a fun thing to do. What a blessing. Blessing. We manifested it. And speaking of manifesting, y'all, if you want to get an interview with somebody that you really want to talk to in life, and unless it's us, because we're not doing interviews right now.
Absolutely not.
But if you want to interview somebody that you want to talk to, Poodle, what do you do?
Find out where they're staying and wear something slutty.
And you know
and
what?
And manifest it.
And manifest
it. Manifest it.
But the slutty's going to work every time.
Yep.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.